This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An El Paso County man has been sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison for participating in the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Thomas Patrick Hamner was identified in photos from the riot wearing a distinctive Christmas-style sweater that read, "Guns don't kill people, Clintons do." Videos showed Hamner trying to wrestle away barricades from police and helping push a large metal Trump sign into a line of officers defending the Capitol. Hamner is a resident of Payton. He's charged with 5 felonies, but pled guilty to just 1, interfering with law enforcement during a civil disruption. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The autopsy report for Elijah McClain has been changed to death by ketamine overdose after the coroner learned new information from the grand jury investigation. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Initially, the Adams County coroner called McClain's cause and manner of death undetermined after he was violently arrested and later died in 2019. At the time, that made it difficult for prosecutors to hold anyone accountable, they said. But after a statewide grand jury investigated McClain's death, the coroner changed her mind and altered the official document to death by ketamine after forcible restraint by police. The new autopsy still considers the manner of death to be undetermined. 3 police officers and 2 paramedics face felony charges for McClain's death. They have an arraignment in November. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Right now in Grand Junction, it's 77 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.